fantasy football today from CBS Sports.
Here we go.
Email us at fantasyfootball@cbsi.com.
Here we go.
Let's hit the waiver wire.
Let's go.
Now, here's some combination of Adam, Dave, Jamie, and T.
Yeah, semifinals, unless you're playing into week 17. Welcome to the show, Fantasy Football Today. It's time for the waiver wire. And we are going to help you not only for this week, but also for week 16 and a little bit of week 17. Can you believe it's already week 15? It really does feel like this season has flown by.
Every season feels like it flies by. It's the old saying, time flies when you're having fun.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't sound like I was having fun when I said that.
Did you have fun?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Whoa. Did you have fun this week? How was your week? Was it
talking
fun?
Talking to you on the podcast.
Tell them how great things are.
Things are great and fun. Let's have some fun. I sound like I belong at a carnival.
How many? You want to hear Dave real joy and no more of this fake crap? Dave, how many
that
of your teams?
That wasn't fake. That was real.
That was fake. How many of your teams made the semifinals?
7.
Out of?
Well, out of 13 leagues that I was in, but I made
That's
the playoffs
fantastic.
In 8. So I had 8 matchups last week and I won 7 of them.
That is amazing.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
It was fun.
That's tremendous. So now that you have 7 teams left, how many championships will you be satisfied with?
Ooh, that's a good question.
I think the most I've won in a season all time is 4. So getting to 5 would be really
the drive for 5.
Drive for 5.
Yeah, but you didn't answer the question.
I will wear 5 championship rings if I win in 5 leagues.
I think the over-under has to be more like 2.
Now I'm jinxing myself. Now I'm going to be like, I won in a $0 entry league.
Yeah.
I just jinx myself.
Yeah, yeah. Are you going to be okay with 2?
I'll be fine with whatever I earn, but I want to, you know, I want to win.
All right.
You're what I'm here for.
It's going to have to, I'm setting it 2.5, Adam. You want over or under?
I'm gonna have faith in Dave. I'm gonna go over.
You're damn right. I'm going over 2.5.
And now we welcome Jamie Eisenberg. Welcome, Jamie.
Hi, buddy.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
I am doing well. Okay, guys. So waiver wire. We're gonna help people out starting right now. But I do think that we should start with the. Forgot about this. Got a tweet this morning and an email this morning. A couple of our fantasy owners lost by 0.1. Fantasy points. That is as bad as it gets. Awful.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So
I'm sorry.
We're with you, fantasy owners who lost by 0.1. That sucks. Okay, the news. We should start with the news. Melvin Gordon, hip strain. Obviously the knee injury for Matt Forte. Do we know anything about Gordon, I don't know, week to week they're saying NFL Network. Do we know anything more about Gordon or Forte in regards to this week? Let's start with week 15.
It looks like Gordon isn't going to make it because they're saying he's week to week.
Shut him down.
That's what they should do, really. Yep. They've got nothing to play for. He's clearly a good player. They might as well see what they have in Kenneth Farrow and Ronald Hillman. And as for Forte, Todd Bowles said, like a wooden Indian at a cigar store, he's day to day. We'll see how he does.
That was a robot. Actually, not a wooden Indian.
The wooden Indian doesn't actually say anything because he's made of wood.
Right.
So
is he getting fired?
Who, Todd Bowles or the wooden Indian? It doesn't. They're both getting fired.
Well, there's all this talk about Rex Ryan getting fired. I'd fire Bowles before I'd fire Ryan, I think.
I would too.
I would as well.
I don't think he's going to get fired.
You don't think Todd Bowles is going to get fired?
I don't think so either.
No. No, I don't think it's been enough
he
time.
He should. He absolutely should. We don't know about Forte.
You really think he should get fired?
Yes.
Why?
Because the team stinks and he lost them.
You know, though, I think last year was a falsehood for that team.
Oh, yeah.
Because they weren't supposed to be in playoff contention.
But isn't it a testament to the coaches that they were?
So then you're going to ruin him this year?
Right.
I just think that they went,
when they
totally,
went so when they
far
totally
the
bleeped
way,
up the quarterback situation.
Well, and who's that on?
The management?
Right. But isn't Todd Bowles one of the people considered management?
No, he wasn't making the decision Fitzpatrick.
It's Mike McCagnan. Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah. If he stays, they both should stay.
I think he's in more jeopardy. That team is terrible. I mean,
they're
the Revis
both
signing
go,
was terrible. The Fitzpatrick.
Again?
Don't think they bungled the Fitzpatrick thing because they waited him out. They called his bluff and they got him for, I guess, a discount. And he was better than the alternative, but it's just hard to get quarterback. A lot of coaches look bad when they don't have quarterbacks. I'm not even sure Jeff Fisher needed to get fired, you know? Like, it was probably time, but he's had a bad quarterback situation for a while.
But that's just called putting it out of your misery. I mean, I know you're not from the Midwest, but if you've got a horse that's out in the field that's hobbling around and you don't want it to get the all-time loss record, then you just go out there and you take care of it. You don't want it to feel any more pain.
Okay, well, he is tied. Gordon and all right, well, sorry, Farrow and Powell. Heath, yesterday you said that you might prefer Farrow because of the matchup, but we got this over Powell. But we got this report that from the San Diego Union-Tribune that Ronnie Hillman could be part of a platoon. So now, who would you favor this week if you were prioritizing the two hot running backs?
The difficult thing is, I feel like Dave said, that we expect Gordon to not play. We don't know on Forte. So I'm hoping we get some information today. If we found out today for sure that Forte was out, I'd say Powell just slightly. Again, I don't think we can emphasize enough how bad that 49ers run defense is and how much of an impact that had on Powell's big day.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention all the work that he had.
Right.
I want Powell, and it's not even close.
I want Powell, too.
It is so not close.
The 49ers
is it because he's the better running back?
It's because he's going to get all the work. It's because his situation is better.
Is he, though? That's the one thing. Is that
the Dolphins have allowed production to running backs for 5 weeks in a row now, and he will get all the touches that he could possibly handle, plus he'll catch passes out of the backfield. It is not close.
You're sure Forte's out?
It is not close. I don't care. I'll take the chances of Forte being out versus Farrell, who I'm never going to play.
That's okay. Look, if Forte's out, then, you know, I think it's kind of an easy call, but we don't know that Forte's out, so how can you sit there and be so confident in Bilal Powell's role that if we don't know that Forte's out?
Because I'm not going to play Farrell.
Why?
Unless I'm completely stuck.
Farrell just got all the touches.
I'm not playing Farrell.
Ooh,
I'll play Powell if Powell's the guy.
I'll play Farrow.
Yeah, I'm playing Farrow. Well.
If I need a running back this week and I can get my hands on him, I'll take him. But the upside is with Powell.
Okay, let me rephrase that.
Okay, go ahead.
I would rather have the chance of Powell being the guy than having to rely on Farrow if I have to pick up one of the two.
Let me lay out another situation that helps our case, Jamie. Forte, let's say he plays, but he said he's got clicking in his knee. It's his other knee that's banged up this time. What do you think the chances are that the Jets lean on him for 25 carries, especially a week after what Powell?
It doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying. Powell's going to get worse.
Powell
has
starting ability for your fantasy team. Farrow does not right now.
I would rather start Farrow this week than Mark Ingram at Arizona. I'd rather start him than Rashad Jennings against Detroit. I'd rather start him than Asiata against the Colts.
Not me.
Wow. You know, Jamie, I'm surprised to hear this because Farrow did a fine job. He got a ton of touches. He caught some passes. I mean, if you're in PPR, you can, you know, maybe think about that. And the Raiders have been really bad against running backs. I'm surprised. And there's the concept of picking him up to keep him away from your opponent. So I'm just surprised that you have no enthusiasm over him.
Their team stinks. They're all falling apart.
But they've had a bad team all year in terms of record, and they still.
Yes, and Melvin Gordon's
their
good.
Their team stinks is not a great. I mean, Bilal Powell plays on.
Yeah,
arguably,
come on.
Yeah, he's
facing a Dolphins defense that's given up a lot of production to running backs.
It's all the Raiders.
Above average run defense. They faced a murder's row of running backs.
Where did you rank Farrow this week, Jamie?
30s.
In your standard. In the 30s?
Yep.
PPR the same thing, or did you move him up a little bit because of the catches?
Nope.
All right, so I think the point is that we just disagree on where we view Kenneth Farrow at this point.
Right.
I have Powell ranked ahead of Farrow right now. If Forte comes back, it's going to be a tougher decision. I'll probably put him behind Farrow.
Yes,
but it's
if Forte is out, I've got Powell in the top 20.
Top 15. Like, there's a really good chance
he's in my top
15, Powell
could
be great. Yeah.
Start of the week.
Could be.
Think about it. Just think about it. Sorry, that's probably a jinx. Don't do it now. Okay, so Matthew Stafford is going to play through his finger injury. Is anybody going to be confident starting Stafford at the Giants this week?
No chance.
Not me.
Nope.
Ryan Tannehill will miss multiple weeks with a sprained ACL and MCL on his knee, so hopefully they can get him back if they make the playoffs, or maybe even week 17 against the Patriots. Are you comfortable dropping, you know, people need to make some tough decisions. Are you comfortable dropping Jarvis Landry and or Devontae Parker?
No.
I like them this week.
Yeah.
I like Landry more than Parker this week, but I'm not dropping either one.
Matt Moore isn't Bryce Petty. Like he's actually he can be a
I think Parker's going to be great this week.
Yeah, I'm not ready to say that their value's in the tank because Matt Moore's under center. Moore's been in the league a long time. He knows this offense. He's been fluent in it now ever since Adam Gase walked in the door. He's going to take advantage of this opportunity.
Okay. So two big time wide receivers that are both on the PPR team that I hope to beat Heath with this week. Julio Jones and AJ Green. We just don't know right now. They both AJ Green expected a practice on Wednesday. Doesn't mean he'll play. Julio Jones could be limited in Wednesday's practice. Does not mean he'll play. So we'll see. Two quarterbacks are getting votes of confidence from their coaches. Rex Ryan said Tyrod Taylor is going to remain the starting quarterback. He's got Cleveland. We'll talk about that. And Jason Garrett says Dak Prescott is his quarterback. Any reason to pick up Tony Romo right now?
If you're in a deep league and Dak's your only quarterback and Romo's on waivers, you might want to safeguard it.
Okay.
Just in case, because he's had two bad games in a row. If he has one or two more, maybe they do turn to Tony.
So also, Dante Moncrief day-to-day with a shoulder injury, Vance McDonald out for the season, Wendell Smallwood out for the season, and Darren Sproles might not play this week, but doesn't mean, you know, it's a tough matchup there at Baltimore. So do you expect the following players? Let's start with Darren Sproles at Baltimore.
No.
Chris Ivory at Houston.
No.
Theo Riddick at the Giants or Zach Zenner at the Giants?
I would say no on Zenner and wait and see on Riddick. We didn't rank him.
You know, can I go back to the Chris Ivory thing? I feel like I'm going to include more players in today's show that are owned in maybe over 70% of leagues, just because I do think this is the time of year where there aren't that many people competing on waivers. You know, a lot of owners have been eliminated. And sometimes there are these guys who sort of slip through the cracks. They get dropped. And TJ Yeldon is an example of that. He might be available in some of your leagues, even though he's 75% owned. And he's gotten a lot of work lately, and maybe in a PPR league you could win a week with TJ Yeldon.
He is definitely a Band-Aid in a PPR league.
Yeah. Okay. Mohamed Sanu, do you expect him against the Niners?
Not as of now.
And Saints receiver Michael Thomas at Arizona.
No, and I don't know if it'll be good if he does play.
So, oh, by the way, we know it's a really tough quarterback week, right? I'm doing the notes this morning, and I'm going to ask you when we look at the waiver wire quarterbacks, are you going to start them over Brady, Breeze, Luck? All these guys who have tough matchups. And I look at the rankings this morning, and I'm like, you guys are crazy. You have all of them ranked like really high. And then I realize that the rankings haven't updated yet, have they?
They are now updated. At least I think they are.
Oh, as of like an hour and a half ago, they weren't.
No,
they
weren't. Generally, we shoot for right around 9 a.m.
Okay, it made a lot of sense then. It was still last week's rankings. Okay, so top waiver wire priorities. Obviously, Powell and Farrow are going to get a lot of love this week. Who else are you picking up? Jamie, why don't we start with you?
Dontrell Inman. I think he's the best receiver for the Chargers right now, with Williams dealing with the shoulder injury, Benjamin with his knee injury. It's a secondary that's beatable, and he's done a nice job for Rivers of late. I think it's a good week for the DST streamers.
Oh,
you know, if you look at some of the guys that are, there's some of the teams that are available: Dolphins, Falcons. Trying to think off the top of my head.
Well, the Bills might still be
Bills,
available
for sure. Yep.
Yeah, if they're still out there,
but they're like 71% owned.
Oh, it's a great week for DST streaming. You didn't even put the Giants on your list against the banged up Stafford.
Because they're owned at too many leagues.
No, I don't think they are, unless I got it wrong.
Are you sure? I thought I checked.
Okay, maybe I got that wrong. I thought they were in the 40s. I might have looked up something completely different. Maybe. And the Giants DST is 41% owned. There you go. No, there are a lot of good ones. All right, Heath, who are you picking up?
Ty Montgomery is less than 50% owned, and it looks like they're going back to using him the way they should be using him. So I think he's got top 30 wide receiver potential this week.
Where would you rank Ty Montgomery at running back for those owners who can do that?
Number one overall.
Number one overall.
Number one.
Fair. Maybe a little lower than that. He's a borderline number two probably this week.
So
PPR.
Is he behind Farrow and Powell?
definitely behind Powell if Forte doesn't play.
Yeah. Okay.
He's right in that range. I'd start him over Mark Ingram.
Any other DSTs or any other players, Heath, that you want to bring up?
I'm definitely going to go try to get the Texans where they're still available.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. The Texans are only, I think, 63%.
Oh, yeah.
So, and Alshon's still out there in some leagues.
A lot of leagues.
They expect Alshon to be a full go, so.
Yeah.
I don't know why you wouldn't just throw it to him over and over.
That could be a good one. Where are you guys ranking Alshon Jeffrey this week?
Top 24.
Yep.
I think I have him 24th exactly.
So, Jamie, who are you going to pick up, Inman or Jeffrey?
Jeffrey. Everybody, and I would say Gabriel, too, if he's still available.
Everybody agree like on that, Inman or Jeffrey over Inman?
Yes.
Okay.
Picking up Jeffrey over Inman, yeah.
Dave, who are you picking up this week?
Adam. Yeah. Let's jump into the station wagon with all of our redheaded family, and let's ask the question, who rules? Doyle rules! If you're streaming tight ends and Dante Moncrief is out, then I think Jack Doyle steps up against Minnesota. And okay. I think he's got a chance to score and maybe even pick up four or five catches along the way. His best numbers came when Moncrief was out. So in addition, he's not my number one guy. Obviously, I'm going to go after the running backs and Inman and Alshon if they're out there. But if I'm streaming tight ends, he's numero uno on the list.
Are you picking him up over Gresham?
Yeah.
See, I think I'd rather pick up Gresham.
Gresham's been okay in PPR leagues.
Yeah.
But standard leagues, I don't know if I really want to count on him. He's a touchdown or bust type of
you
guy.
You hate Carson Palmer this week, which is part of the reason, probably.
Probably. I think this is a week where they go David Johnson, followed by David Johnson with a little bit of David Johnson.
Again, let's be a little careful just picking on the Saints, especially the tight ends. They've been pretty darn good.
I don't think I like Doyle and Gresham, but I don't think they're starters this week unless you're stuck.
If you had Vance McDonald and you were streaming,
yes,
and you need a tight end to go to, or if you just absolutely hate whatever tight end you've been starting.
There's a tight end who's about 79-80% owned. His name is Zach Ertz. Do you guys feel comfortable starting Ertz at Baltimore this week?
Nope.
I think you'll do it just based on what he's done, but I don't think you can expect a lot of fantasy points.
I would start him over the guys we just talked about.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think I'd start him over Ebron.
Sure. He's still top 12. He's just not a guy you're going to love starting.
Now, Ebron has a good matchup, but it's just the Stafford factor?
It's the Stafford factor, and it's the I'm not sure. I feel like he now just has to score a touchdown. I'm not sure how many touchdowns the Lions score.
I don't know what the heck happened to him. He was killing it for a while.
He really doesn't catch the ball very well, I think, is a problem.
I just wonder, though, Stafford can't throw the ball down the field, and the Giants' pass rush has been good.
Well, they don't throw the ball down the field anyway. Like when they throw it to Tate, they throw it 3 yards.
Sure, that's a lot of that, but they do take shots, and I don't know if they're going to be able to do that now. I think, or maybe they do. Stafford tries, and it's just not on target.
Okay, so look, we got a lot to get to today, and the quarterbacks are really interesting. So we haven't even mentioned them, but Joe Flacco is going to get picked up in a lot of leagues. He's probably going to be he might be one of the most added, but. Tyrod Taylor, 78% owned. Blake Bortles, 71% owned. We will get to all of that. Also, listen, Jamie and I had a discussion privately yesterday, and we're sick and tired of this, Dave. You have completely unintentionally run away from singing a song. We've just sort of forgotten about it. It's going to happen this week. You are singing a song this week on the air.
It's
Friday.
It has been unintentional. I'm always willing to pay off my bets.
He hasn't run away from it. That's
no, it's unintentional. Absolutely. So later in the show, I'm going to read some of the suggestions I got from our listeners.
Is that what we're going to do? Is we're going to take we're going to pick
we're
going to
take suggestions. We're going to take suggestions.
Yeah, you can do whatever
it's
you want.
My fault ultimately.
Yeah. Also,
I don't even remember what bet. Oh, it was Kaepernick Stafford in week like six or something.
Also,
another good bet this week.
Hmm?
Kaepernick or Stafford?
Yeah, I don't know if we're going to do that.
Also,
I'm not going to take Stafford.
Also, it's Team Name Tuesday. Get excited. But Monday Night Football, New England 30, Baltimore 23, Ravens cornerback Jimmy Smith left with an ankle injury in the first quarter. That stinks. But Joe Flacco leads the NFL in pass attempts. That's cool. He threw 52 of them last night. Has the Eagles. He's 62% owned. And Heath, congratulations, Kenneth Dixon. Well, Dave, preseason
Dave
Kenneth
first.
Dixon.
Yeah.
Yeah, last week... He said, no, you can't drop Kenneth Dixon, and now you are rewarded. He is the man.
He was the man.
He'll be the man again this week.
Terrence West got two carries.
Yeah, Terrence West is toast.
Like, they just, they're throwing it to him more than they're handing it off to him now?
Was that part, was that game plan specific?
It would have been game plan specific. It was just on passing downs. It was everything, and he right. looked great.
He did look really
Dixon?
Good.
He yeah. made a couple of he had a bad mistakes draw. Along the way.
He did it, yes.
He did a lot of good as well.
Did yeah. you see him get steamrolled, Kenneth Dixon get steamrolled by... Oh, no, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of Deion Lewis. He got steamrolled by Eric Weddle. He's the other guy we should talk about. But first, with Dixon, I mean, are you guys feeling comfortable that Dixon is going to be like the starter, the featured guy against Philadelphia?
Yes. 100%.
Yeah, 15-plus touches.
He's a top 24 running back without question.
Okay. And he is, and these guys are all, you know, somewhat available. Kenneth Dixon is owned in 73% of leagues. In the interest of saving time, Tom Brady at Denver, top 12 quarterback this week?
He's a very low-end number one starter, but it's on reputation alone.
I've got him just inside my top 12, and I don't really feel good about it. I think you should definitely bench him for Blake Bortles against me this week.
I might. Do you think you would bench him for Joe Flacco facing the Eagles?
No.
It's close. Flacco's going to be good.
I think, yeah, every quarterback does well against the Eagles when they're on the road.
Yep. Everyone. And he's great at home. He's good at home.
Good so, at home. Are we done with Deion Lewis?
I guess so. This was a big letdown.
They played a lot together last night.
He had the fewest snaps by far and hasn't done anything. He just hasn't justified it. He played 17 snaps and White played 29, Blunt played 28, but you know when he gets the ball, when he gets in there, he gets the ball.
I think at some point this year, maybe it won't happen. Deion Lewis will have a big game, but I don't have any idea when it's going to be, and you can't ever start him.
And finally, rank the Patriots wide receivers. Well, not finally, because we have to talk about Bennett. Rank the Patriots wide receivers rest of season.
I'll still say Edelman, Mitchell, Hogan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Edelman has had like 13 targets per game or something like that close.
He was bad last night. Injury.
Yeah, crazy. And Martellus Bennett, guys, you know, he said the extra day of rest really helped him. And he made a great catch in the end zone. He had 70 yards and a touchdown. Are you more confident in him? Is he a factor now? Is he someone that we could think about?
You know, last year when Brady went into Denver and the Patriots were very good against that Broncos defense, it was a touchdown from Gronk, a touchdown from Chandler, and I forget who scored a third one. Oh, Brandon Bolden. So it was the non-receivers, and he stayed away from those corners. Mm-hmm. So if Brady's going to have success, it's going to be with, I think, Bennett playing well.
But his health is obviously what was holding him back.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, if he's healthy, he's going to be a factor.
Yeah, okay, so you might want to consider it. And injuries, news, and notes, the Rams did fire Jeff Fisher. John Fossil will be their interim coach. Do you think there's a fantasy impact here? Do you think anything changes?
No, nope,
let's see. Short week,
suck.
You got to face the Seahawks in Seattle. Yeah, it's going to be great.
Where'd you rank Gurley?
24.
Yeah, just right on the border of a starting running back.
I like Cunningham being out for him.
Yeah, that's helping him with his catches, and it gives him a few more opportunities. I still don't want to use him.
He'll be his floor, which is eight.
Eight?
Which is his ceiling, which is eight.
They're 14.5-point underdogs against a team that they always play well and often beat. Under Jeff,
yeah, now they're without their brain trust.
The line is a little skewed.
Okay, Mike McCarthy said Ty Montgomery is a running back. The Eagles' offensive line is very beat up right now, so brutal matchup for them. Arizona defensive back Tyvon Branch and linebacker Deion Buchanan are out for the season. That's significant. How does that affect your Drew Brees thoughts this week?
It helps Brees a lot. Those guys are good contributors. And they like to mix and match them in how they, in their coverages or their blitzing, and not having them on the field is definitely going to hurt Arizona's defense. But Drew Brees' offensive line has to get healthy first and foremost. And Michael Thomas has to get healthy.
Right. Too. And it's still going to be Drew Brees on the road against a top five defense. Like those guys hurt Arizona's defense, but they're still very.
Can you imagine he goes three straight games without a touchdown?
I don't think he's ever done that
before. I like Brady more than I like Brees this week.
Really? Interesting.
Michael Floyd was arrested for DUI, failure to obey an officer, and obstructing a roadway.
Obstructing. Oh, I thought you said instructing.
It's been obstructing.
Like he was telling the roadway what to do.
Yeah, stupid.
The roadway didn't listen.
So, any, like, J.J. Nelson or anybody that you're interested in here against the Saints?
Yeah. I might be adding J.J. Nelson in one of my, in our IDP league. It's a very deep league with big benches, and there's just no receivers. He's a just absolutely boom or bust, probably going to bust, deep, deep flex play.
Well, then you might not want to play him in Draft this weekend, and Draft is the app I've been telling you about. Please download it. We got to start playing. I want to compete against everybody out there, so download Draft if you want to do a different type of daily fantasy where you do snake drafts, just like the ones that you've been doing at the beginning of your season-long leagues. And on Draft, it's draft day every day. You can do drafts whenever you want. They take just a few minutes. They're really a lot of fun. And in the league that you do with, you know, 6, 10 people, whatever it may be, or just head-to-head with a friend, nobody's going to have the same players. So you're going to get that exclusivity. You don't get that on FanDuel and DraftKings. Also, your chances of winning money on Draft are almost 3 times better than your chances of winning on FanDuel or DraftKings. So if you're playing fantasy for money and not spending hours a day doing it, you will absolutely love playing on Draft. So I did 3 leagues last week. I did one straight up against one opponent. I did a 6-person draft contest and a 10-person draft contest. And I did have Le'Veon Bell once, so that was pretty nice. Download Draft right now. Search Draft in the App Store. It's going to come up first. Enter the promo code FF today. When you download, you're going to get 100% bonus on up to $600. Damn, when you deposit. FF today is the promo code. FF today, download Draft. All right, waiver wire time. So, Alshon Jeffrey, 66% owned. I came up with a few more names that are owned in more than 65% of leagues. Tell me your excitement if you saw them on the waiver wire. Rishard Matthews, 82%, done with that bye in the Denver matchup. Now is Kansas City.
Tough matchup again this week. And the week after he's at Jacksonville, which I think is not easy. And then home against Houston in week 17, which also might not be too easy.
Chiefs are the weirdest, tough matchup ever.
Why are they the weirdest?
Because if you look at the numbers, they actually give up a lot of fantasy points to wide receivers.
A ton. Yeah.
But you just can't line up on the right side. And Matthews does line up on the right side on more than half of his snaps. They moved him around more last week, played him in the slot a little more. I don't know if that's because Kendall Wright
I think
was out.
A little bit of that, and I think they were just trying to manufacture a matchup against Denver, but I bet Chris Harris was there.
All they're going to do is what they did last week, which is try and run, be conservative, and throw the ball as little as they possibly can.
And then try and hold on to a win, which is what they did last week.
Right, and with Derek Johnson out, it's going to be tough for the Chiefs to throw.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like too excited about Rishard Matthews.
No, and it's a tough week for Marcus Mariota, too. He's a flex.
Kenneth Dixon, I'm assuming you'd be very excited about if you saw him?
Yes.
Yeah, I would take him first over Powell or Farrell.
James White at Denver?
PPR maybe.
TJ Yeldon at Houston?
PPR maybe.
PPR maybe. How about DeSean Jackson?
Oh, of course. The way that he's been playing and the way that they're using him, and he's been successful on the deep ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like him a lot this week.
He's got Carolina. He's 71% owned. Who would you prefer, DeSean Jackson or Alshon Jeffrey?
DeSean.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Oh,
he's got
struggling.
A lower floor than Alshon. I'll grant you that, but his ceiling is uncomparable. And he's playing against a bad Panthers defense at home on Monday night.
His one play ceiling is uncomparable.
That's what makes him
Alshon
so
going
attractive.
For 100 and a touchdown is very possible.
Really? How many times
the
has
one touchdown
happened this
that
year?
He's had all season? With Matt Barkley?
Would it surprise you if he had 100
no,
and a touchdown?
It would surprise me, yes.
If Alshon had
it would surprise me. I don't think, like, Alshon still has that.
Alshon's
upside
floor down. Is like 70, 80 total yards. And you know DeSean's floor could be 3 targets for no catches. Like, it's possible. But I'll still take the chance.
Let's go to the quarterbacks now. So, we got a banged-up Stafford, no Tannehill, and he had a very good matchup. We got Rodgers, who's banged up, but everybody's going to start him. He's the number one quarterback in fantasy now. So, also, Brady, Luck, Breeze, Roethlisberger's at Cincinnati, Russell Wilson, Thursday against the Rams, terrible history against the Rams, right? And nobody wants to start Eli Manning. So, go to the waiver wire. Joe Flacco, Colin Kaepernick, Flacco's home against Philadelphia, like I said, I think every quarterback's since the first one they faced, the Bears, that's faced the Eagles in an Eagles road game, has scored, I think it's 20 or more points. They've been great, including Dalton. Colin Kaepernick will be at Atlanta, and Atlanta allows the most fantasy points to opposing quarterbacks. I think that's a little skewed. They're playing better lately. They faced some really, really good ones earlier in the year. Trevor Siemian is facing New England, and Siemian has been 19, 18, 34, and 19 fantasy points in his last four, so maybe you can expect 18-ish or so. Sam Bradford has the Colts at home, and Matt Moore is at the Jets. We haven't gotten into Taylor and Bortles. We'll get into them in a second. But the guys that are more widely available, Flacco, Kaepernick, Siemian, Bradford, and Matt Moore. Jamie, is it Flacco just so far and away above the rest?
Yeah, he's a top 10 quarterback for me this week. I think the matchup is great. I think he's been playing better of late. Offensive line's been healthy now for three games in a row, and you've seen the protection a little bit better. And they'll take shots. I mean, that's what he does. So given the week of quarterbacks, like you said, I think there's plenty of upside for Flacco.
Okay. What about the rest, guys? Kaepernick, Siemian, Bradford, Matt Moore. Any interest?
I kind of like Siemian.
I'd like Kaepernick better if he had a healthy Vance McDonald.
Yeah. He's got a healthy Garrett Celek. No? Doesn't do it for you?
I would start Kaepernick over the two quarterbacks in the Lions-Giants game. But
you
that's
would?
Really the only people I would start him over.
What about Luck?
Luck?
No way.
No.
What do you mean, no way? Nobody scores 20 fantasy points except for Kirk Cousins against Minnesota.
Well, that's going to change.
I'm not as confident in Luck as Dave is. Right now, I've got him seventh, but I almost feel like that's too high.
Seventh, wow. I mean, I know it's a tough week, but I mean, come on, let's respect the matchup here. Like I said, Cousins the only one who's done it, and I think he had like 22 fantasy points.
He's going to throw the ball 60 times in this game.
Yeah, okay. So does that mean most people are just going to be sticking with who they have?
I don't know if they are or not. Like, I think our rankings are going to say to.
Yeah.
But it's going to be tough. Like, Tyrod?
Right. So
the one guy.
That's an example. Like, I don't know how high you guys put Tyrod.
Or does he get
Taylor.
Benched?
Right. I mean, there's a chance he can get benched. But if you've been riding all season with Dak Prescott or Matthew Stafford or even Eli Manning as your quarterback, and, you know, this is the semifinal of your league and you're making a change at quarterback, it seems nerve-wracking. It seems like a decision that you shouldn't make, but I'll go back to what I've said for years, whether we're talking about week 16 or week 1, fantasy football is all about the matchup. And if you can recognize that it is a great matchup for a quarterback who has shown in the past that he can play well, and I'm not talking about once or twice over the span of a season.
Right.
You know, several times, and, you know, he's not a total train wreck. He's not completing less than half of his passes. Then you can feel fairly confident in him. And I think Tyrod is one of those guys.
So of those quarterbacks with tough matchups, again, Brady, Luck, Breeze, Roethlisberger, I don't know if it's a tough matchup, but he's on the road. Who are you starting Tyrod Taylor over?
I'm starting him over Ben.
I am too.
Ben's an easy one.
I think Cam is an easy one too.
Yep.
Yeah, Cam's been struggling.
Yeah,
I start him over Breeze. Over Brady.
I've got him over Brady and Breeze right now.
Wow. I've got Brady one spot ahead of Tyrod Taylor.
What about Bortles? Because Bortles is actually owned in fewer leagues than Taylor. Taylor's 78% owned. Bortles is 71% owned. He's at Houston. He scored 21 fantasy points against Houston first time.
Isn't that doing the opposite, though? Like, it's not a good matchup, and it's not a good quarterback. So
yes.
I don't understand the reasons for starting Blake Bortles.
I don't have him in my top 24.
I have him 23rd.
Okay. So no Bortles. And let's go to the running backs after the best part of the show, Quick Team Name Tuesday. All right. This is from Greg.
TNT.
Bell. Yeah, there you go. Dynamite. Bell and Dez, excellent adventure. Okay. This is from Kevin from a city in the Midwest that used to have an NFL team, which is St. Louis. Dear Kurt, Mark, Tony, and Sam.
Rams quarterbacks.
Yes. After hearing Adam do the Brian Fellows impression on Monday's podcast, I thought of this for Team Name Tuesday. I'm Kenneth Farrow. Can't be worse than all the other entries. Correct. And Ted from Eugene, Oregon says, use check yourself before you wreck yourself.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's good. That's a good one. Okay, running backs.
There was one I sent you, Adam.
What was it?
There was a team named Tuesday that somebody sent. I'm blanking on it now, but if you give me a minute, I can look it up. But
you sent it to me in Twitter?
Yes.
You DM'd me?
No.
Well, I don't know, Dave. Yeah, look it up.
Well, oh, look at you. You're too busy to check your Twitter account while
I'm
you're
verified
beating me
now.
In fantasy.
I'm verified. Like,
yeah, that, and so because of that, there's no more bonanzas.
False.
No, true.
That's stupid.
That was the deal.
I haven't seen a reply all
since that happened. When they verified you, did they send you an instruction manual on how to reply to just one person?
I've gotten much better at that. By the way, I haven't done a bonanza in 3 weeks, and the last 2 weeks have been two dreadful fantasy weeks. So, what's that tell you?
All right, I found it.
What is it?
Sergeant Bilal Powell.
Oh, like Al Powell from Die Hard?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Pretty good.
I think it's clever. That was from Eric.
Okay, running backs.
Long time friend of the podcast.
We like Bilal Powell. We like Kenneth Farrow. We like Kenneth Dixon if he's available. Adrian Peterson is 63% owned. We'll do Amir Abdullah and Peterson separately. Charles Sims is back now too. We kind of covered this, but the other guys that Jamie has listed, Mike Gillisley facing Cleveland, Justin Forsett facing New England, Dwayne Washington at the Giants, and Charles Sims at Dallas. Jamie, you want to talk about Gillisley, Forsett, Washington, and Sims and what you're advising fantasy owners?
Well, I don't think it'd be a surprise to see Gillisley score this week, you know, just how bad the Browns are and what his role is. So you're counting on him to score a touchdown, which is always a risk. But he has, you know, at least prior to last week, had four straight games with at least 8 carries. So if he gets 8 carries against Cleveland as the, you know, quote unquote goal line guy, I think there's a chance he could be a good flex option for you. Forsett has clearly passed Devontae Booker at this point. I don't care what Gary Kubiak said yesterday. So if you're stuck looking for a flex option, I think he's in the conversation. And Dwayne Washington got all the work you could ask for with Theo Riddick out, and now Zach Zenner's got a concussion, so he's going to get even more work. It's not an easy matchup, obviously, but again, same situation as Forsett. And Sims, I think Pete Prisco nailed it on Sunday on our Fantasy Football Today show. Everything about what they said in Tampa Bay was totally motivating, trying to motivate Doug Martin, whether or not it worked with his 2 yards per carry. Hard to say, but Sims will probably still be the passing downs guy in a game where they're probably going to be throwing a lot against the Cowboys.
Yeah, I like that game script a lot for Sims. And the Cowboys, I mean, they've been good against running backs largely because of the way they dictate the game flow. But they've given up about a league average amount of receiving yards to running backs. So I don't think they're necessarily great in that regard.
You know, the Cowboys have lost the time of possession 3 straight weeks now.
Huh.
And I think it's actually hurt Dak the last two. Because they're so committed to running Ezekiel Elliott as much as possible that it takes the ball out of his hands a little bit. One of the weeks, they were almost dead even.
This past week with the Giants. The previous 2 weeks against the Vikings and the Redskins, they actually got killed in time of possession. But Dak, let's be a little fairer to Dak. He had two pretty tough defenses that he faced in cold weather. All right, so those are your running backs. They're not great. Amir Abdullah, Adrian Peterson, are they worth stashing?
I don't think Abdullah's worth stashing.
No, Peterson is, though.
He's talking about he wants to come back and play against Green Bay.
He's going to practice this week. And so he said if they're still in it, he's going to try to come back. So if they win this week against the Colts, which is a winnable game at home, then he's probably going to be on the field next week if he's ready to go.
What about, well, we talked about TJ Yeldon. He's not a bad option in PPR. What about Paul Perkins? Any interest, guys?
Same amount of work as Rashad Jennings, but I think Jennings will still work on passing downs, which gives him an edge.
Yeah.
If Vereen's out.
Vereen,
you can't feel confident starting him.
Vereen has the concussion. And there was one other running back. Oh, the Minnesota running backs. Do you care about them?
McKinnon has been playing well the past few weeks, catching a lot of passes.
McKinnon and PPR, but Ozzie Osbourne is going to score this week.
They could both score.
They could. I wouldn't trust McKinnon in standard just because Asiata gets the important touches.
Yeah. And wide receivers. Okay, we got Dontrell Inman. We mentioned at the top of the show. Ty Montgomery. Oh, Robbie Anderson, 2% owned, facing the Dolphins, right? Yeah, Dolphins on Saturday.
Yep.
Adam Thielen against the Colts. He's 20% owned. Marquise Lee, Kenny Stills, and Pierre Garçon, 48% owned. Garçon at the bottom of the list, huh? He's been pretty consistent, but not a touchdown guy except for last
year. He's good in PPR.
Yeah. This is not a bad list. Inman, Montgomery, Robbie Anderson, Adam Thielen, Marquise Lee, Kenny Stills, Pierre Garçon. Dave, why don't you give this list a gander here?
Inman is number one for me. Just the role that he's been playing in San Diego. The fact that San Diego is going to have to throw a lot means that his production could actually go up, and he's been scoring touchdowns. It's three straight games now with a touchdown for Dontrell Inman. And I think he can save you if you're a little thin at wide receiver, or if you want somebody who's a very good replacement. If you have A.J. Green, if you have Julio Jones, you're worried about their chance to play. And this is also a guy who I would try and take away from your opponents, because they could look for a flex or a receiver, like I said, to take the place of somebody else on the roster, and he could help your opponent. So he would be a big priority for me if I didn't need a running back. I'd go and look at him. My number two guy is Thielen. I love the way that he's been playing. I think that he's continuing to take away from Stephon Diggs and might become the number one receiver for Minnesota before the end of the year. And again, another nice matchup. It's not the best matchup, but it's nice, and I think the targets will be there for him.
The one thing is the Colts, at least the last couple of weeks, have done a better job on outside guys when they've been healthy. And I say when they've been healthy because when the Steelers faced them, it was with Tolzien. The Steelers had the ball all day.
Right.
Vontae Davis clearly was going to get beat by Antonio Brown.
Thielen isn't Antonio Brown.
Right.
Really? I'll admit to that. But
you saw Brown.
I think he's got a nice floor and a good ceiling to go with it.
Yeah, I think he's in the conversation. I don't know if I would, again, depending on what the position is, but if Montgomery is your choice over Thielen, I'm taking Montgomery.
Now, Robbie Anderson with the Dolphins, Lee, Kenny Stills, Robbie Anderson facing the Dolphins, Marquise Lee at Houston, Kenny Stills at the Jets, and Garçon. How many of these guys on this list are you going to start over Malcolm Mitchell?
Inman, for sure.
Inman, for sure.
Montgomery.
Montgomery.
And I think I'm going to start Thielen ahead of him, too.
I would agree.
I think I might start Robbie Anderson.
I would agree.
He's got all double-digit targets two games in a row. That's no accident.
It's Cameron Meredith. Everything we liked about Cameron Meredith when Brian Hoyer took over, it's the same situation. It's backup quarterback who's worked with the guy on the scout team that is now carrying over to the field.
Hey, Jamie, remember like 5 years ago, there was a backup quarterback who came in, and I made that case that he was going to throw to that guy, and you made fun of me for it for like 4 years, and now I forgot who it was?
I don't remember.
Oh, you don't remember what I'm talking about? Like, do you remember at least the reference?
I'm sure it happened, but I don't recall which player you're referring to.
It was really funny. It used to make fun of me for it all the time, and now I wish you would just make fun of me more. What the hell?
Sorry.
We'll find something else. How many of these guys are you starting over Brandon Cooks?
I'm still sticking with Cooks this week if Thomas is out.
None of them. Maybe Montgomery.
Okay. Yeah, Cooks dropped a touchdown. Would have changed his numbers, certainly. Any interest in Mohamed Sanu if he plays? And I love picking on the 49ers, you know?
No.
If he
plays and Julio's out, yes.
Absolutely.
That's
right.
Fair. But if they're both playing, then it could be
why would they
two
bring
or three
Julio
catch
back?
Game.
You're playing the 49ers.
Right.
You were there's no chance you're losing.
Hey.
Rest him.
Look, we need Julio.
Chance.
Okay, we need Julio.
Rest Julio. We need rest Julio. AJ Green.
Oh my
Don't
God. That team is so good. Julio and AJ Green in a PPR league. Are you serious? I cannot.
Leave him on the bench, Adam.
Lose.
And even if they're active, you probably don't want to play them because remember what happened with Jordan Reed this week.
I remember. Okay. Tight ends. Oh, can I just ask you one more time about the Arizona wide receivers facing the Saints? Could be some points scored in this game, and I know they were just dreadful last week, but like nobody that could be worth a shot in deep league, or is it Nelson? Anything here?
I've got Nelson as a number four. He's in the same area as Allen Robinson for me.
All right. Then, tight end time. And like I said, Zach Ertz is 79% on. Look, Zach Ertz, I understand you might be hesitant to start him, but so involved, and even if you don't start him this week, Giants next Thursday should be pretty good for him. Tore them up earlier in the year. But Jack Doyle at Minnesota, Hunter Henry against Oakland, Charles Clay has Cleveland. You know, who has Kansas City this week? Why am I forgetting? Oh, Delanie Walker. Are you sitting Delanie Walker for Jack Doyle?
You could. I think if we knew for sure that Moncrief was out and
he's out. They added a receiver.
Yeah. Nah, I can't make the case for it. No. I just can't. Part of me kind of wants to, though, because I just know how tough this matchup is going to be for Tennessee.
I thought Jamie was going to say yes.
But no. I don't love Doyle that much.
Okay. Well, you do have Martellus Bennett ahead of Delanie Walker, Ladarius Green. You do, Jamie, not everybody else. Heath and Dave are a little higher on Walker, top 10. Jamie's got him 13th. As of now, things will change. So, yeah, it's not a great week for the tight ends here, right?
No, not at all. I think the biggest thing is I would not get away from Ladarius Green after last week. I'm afraid people are going to go drop him for somebody off the waiver wire. There's nobody in the waiver wire but their start over Green this week.
Okay. Sounds good. Would you start Ertz or Green?
Green.
Okay. And then the DSTs, the Texans have the Jaguars. The Packers are at the Bears. The Dolphins are at the Jets. The Falcons have the Niners. The Giants get Detroit. And then I don't know if you want to consider the Jets, but they do get Matt Moore. I'm guessing no. So, all right, the Texans are Jamie's favorite. Heath, who's your favorite from this group?
Oh, definitely the Texans. It's Bortles.
Dave, who's your favorite?
Houston Texans.
Plus, the great thing about picking up the Texans is you... I don't know, because A.J. Green will be back next week, so you're probably going to have to find somebody else for week 16. Never mind.
Packers, Dolphins, Falcons, Giants. Who's your favorite from that group?
Falcons are number two for me.
I think Jamie likes Packers second best.
Yes.
Heath?
Yeah, I'd probably go with the Dolphins.
I feel like I'm fine with any of these options.
Yes.
You know, it's not. How about the Bills against Cleveland? Do you like the Texans or the Bills better?
I think you have to like the Bills better.
Bills. RG3 looked awful.
Bills, yeah.
How about the Ravens against the Eagles? They're 79% owned.
Sure, if you can get the Ravens.
I still like the Texans and the Bills better.
Yeah.
I like the Texans better, but I like the Ravens better. Philly's going to be a train wreck.
Yeah, they're in trouble.
All right, let's take the Texans and let's take the Falcons, who won a lot of people fantasy leagues last week. By the way, start the Seahawks this week against the Rams. Would you take the Texans and or the Falcons over the Vikings facing the Colts?
I think I'd rather have the Texans.
Me too.
I'm sorry, what's going on?
Texans or Vikings?
Oh, Texans.
Okay, Falcons or Vikings?
Falcons.
I'm not sure. It's a good one.
I think I'll go with the Vikings, and I need to look at this, but I feel like because the 49ers run the ball so much with Kaepernick at quarterback, I don't know until...
He gets sacked a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that pass rush doesn't
look at how they've done against opposing DSTs. Maybe maybe my theory is incorrect. They've been the sixth worst.
Hmm. Yeah, but how about with Kaepernick, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'll take the Falcons.
Yeah, they looked great last week. I know it's the Rams, but it's still a long road trip for the 49ers. Again, another team that's checked out. Kaepernick did not play great last week against the Jets, even though a lot of it was game script that they were running the ball so much. But Falcons have been good against the run. As good as Carlos Hyde is, they've been really good against the pass, too.
Huh? They've been good against the pass, too.
The last few weeks, yes. Early in the season, not so much. It's funny, they lose, what's his name?
Desmond Trufant. They get better?
They get better.
Yeah.
Okay, and how about the Broncos DST? Are you going to feel okay about them this week?
Yep.
I would start every team that you mentioned ahead of them.
Really?
Yep.
Not me.
Who's better this week, the Vikings?
Patriots
or the
offensive
Broncos?
Line is fantastic, and Brady's got two interceptions on the season. One was a fluky one that he threw falling down last night.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We can move on. Kicker streamers, Nick Novak, Dustin Hopkins, Kai Forbath. See if you can get yourself an indoor kicker. This week, you never know what the weather's going to be like this weekend. So, you know, keep that in mind.
But we'll keep you updated.
Of course.
If you can't, Carpenter for Buffalo, because they're going to get into a situation in the second half probably where they don't have to score and they're just run. Eventually they get stopped and kick a field goal.
All righty. So let's look ahead to week 16 and a little bit of week 17. And then after this, we're going to find out what songs Dave Richard might be willing to sing this week. So
willing to sing? I get to pick?
No.
Oh, we get to pick?
I get to pick.
Jamie gets to pick.
Okay. So week 16, your bad quarterback matchup, really just Eli Manning at Philadelphia. It's not like this week 15. So you probably don't have to stash a quarterback, but if you do, Blake Bortles against Tennessee, that one could be really good. He scored like 35 fantasy points the first time he faced Tennessee. Sam Bradford's at Green Bay. In case anybody drops Phillip Rivers, he's at Cleveland. And Cam Newton has the Falcons. I don't know that week 16 is a big-time quarterback stash week, though. So, Bortles, Bradford, Rivers, Cam, good matchups. The DSTs, on the other hand, Minnesota's facing Green Bay. Arizona's at Seattle. Seattle is against Arizona, which is probably okay. Baltimore's at Pittsburgh, so those owners might need to look for a DST in week 16. And honestly, you might want to stash one just to avoid your opponent getting this DST for week 16. I've been able to do this on Saturdays. It hasn't been a mad rush or anything. But San Diego's at Cleveland. Washington is at Chicago. Atlanta is at Carolina. Atlanta has a chance to win people championships. Based on, you know, if they do well this current week and then maybe next week at Carolina. The Giants are at Philadelphia on a Thursday, 41% owned. Tennessee is at Jacksonville. Green Bay faces Minnesota at home, and San Francisco and the Rams square off in what could be good for both DSTs. So keep in mind, any favorites from that list? San Diego, Washington, Atlanta, Giants, Tennessee, Green Bay, Niners, Rams?
San Diego, because they're playing the Browns.
Yeah.
Yep. But how healthy will they be?
I guess.
How many defenders? They lost one cornerback.
Bosa's hurt too, right?
Oh, he's expected to be fine.
If he's fine, then yeah, they're a great play. If he's hurt, I don't think I want him.
All right. So I guess one thing to take away from this is that two teams showed up on week 15 and week 16 in good DST matchups, and that's the Falcons.
Mm-hmm.
It depends how much you buy into Carolina being a good matchup. They have been. But it's the Falcons with San Francisco and at Carolina, and it's the Giants with Detroit at home and at Philadelphia on a Thursday. So you can keep that in mind. And then week 17, I looked at the DSTs. The Colts have the Jaguars. The Patriots are at the Dolphins. The Bills are at the Jets. Tampa Bay has Carolina at home, and Pittsburgh gets Cleveland. So you can, we can worry about that at a later time. Here are the suggestions for songs for Dave Richard. Okay. Sorry, getting there. There we are. I'm just going to read them. No, I won't say who suggested them just to keep things up, but keep things going. The Kit Kat song. That's too easy.
That's kind of funny.
Yeah, Sexual Healing, suggested by a former coworker, Chris Swick, wants to hear you sing Sexual Healing.
That's terrible.
Gross. Current co-worker Joe Polito wants you to sing Take On Me and hit the high note. No. There you go. Dancing Queen, Like a Virgin, My Humps, It's a Man's World, Two Votes for All the Single Ladies, California Love, we can get a little rap from Dave, I'm a Little Teapot, anything by Adele, Total Eclipse of the Heart could be fun, I Want It That Way by the Backstreet Boys, the best boy band song of all time. Broken Wings, Have You Ever Seen the Rain, Call Me Maybe, the Ghostbusters theme, Super Bowl Shuffle, and I'm Too Sexy. These were some of the suggestions we got, Dave.
Those are a lot of good suggestions.
My vote right now, which holds the most weight, is Christmas in Hollis.
Oh, I would love to do that.
Is what?
You want to explain to what it is?
What, Christmas in Hollis?
Yes.
Run DMC, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I don't know it.
I don't think I know.
That's the rap song from Die Hard.
Yeah. I would love that if you picked that.
If you love it, then I'm all for it. All
right.
Can I just
add
one thing?
There it is.
Can I add one thing?
A Christmas song from the most Christmas movie there was.
Of course. It's perfect.
Hold on.
For our show.
I want to tell you something. I got inspired by this list yesterday, and I actually wrote a parody for Dave. If you want to use it. I Want It That Way. I Want It That Way. It's the most parodyable song of all time. You could just ask Weird Al.
Hold on a second. No, there's a bet to be made.
No, I am not singing it. I want you to sing it. But
no, then you got to put something on the line, pal.
But I need you to do it this week.
Well, no, here we go. This is perfect. This will be for next week. You think Tom Brady's going to be better than Joe Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks Flacco's going to be better than Tom Brady. That's the bet.
Okay, but the lyrics are so specific to what just happened in Fantasy Week 4. It's pretty fun. I actually think it's good. It's like very funny.
I think we can all remember back to Week 14 and Week 16.
No, we can't do that.
Why?
I don't know.
This is sad.
That's the bet if you want it, Adam.
Adam's dreams being crushed.
No, that's the bet.
The bet is if Brady outperforms Flacco, Adam has to sing the
One of the producers
Brady, I have to sing Adam's song.
But wait, there's more.
Okay.
If Dave does the Backstreet Boys, I will play it on the guitar. I will get the microphone out. I will find a way to make this happen.
Yeah, this is what it's all about.
So this is a win-win for Adam all the way around.
I don't want to perform. I just think it's going to be good.
Adam along with him, or Adam sings, and we all suffer.
I don't want to sing.
Okay, so that's the bet. Adam has wheeled his way into performing music on the show.
What are you talking about? I'm not trying to be self-promotional here.
Oh, no, not at all.
I think it'd be fun. I think we'd have a good time.
I really find it fascinating that Nando, our good friend and former coworker, hangs around with you, who wants to sing it every chance he gets, and his good friend Jim Sias, who carries a microphone around with him every chance he gets. Nando likes to surround himself with musical people. It's very nice.
I don't perform ever. I don't sing, and I never...
Said the receiver for the Vikings?
Adam Thielen?
Yeah, no.
No, you didn't say it like that, though.
You sing almost every show.
His name is in the parody, just so you know.
Okay, so we have another bet. So Dave is singing Christmas in Hollis on Friday.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And on Tuesday, one of you is singing a parody to I Want It That Way.
Okay. Bye.
Which I'm not okay with that one, but that's why we're making the bet.
So I'm the Flacco guy in this?
You're Flacco. Flacco. All
right. You're Wacko for Flacco.
Fair enough. Of course, I have Brady in the two quarterback league, so I might be rooting against myself in this bet. Let's read some emails here. Try to help the people out. Where are you, emails? Okay, fantasyfootball@cbsi.com. This is Dustin. Where's Dustin from?
Well, he's from Adam's favorite place.
His apartment.
Singapore.
Latavius Murray or Bilal Powell this week?
I've said a lot of good stuff. I don't know.
That's the best.
Latavius Murray or Powell?
Latavius Murray.
Yeah.
Okay. Craig from a city in Scotland. Sing song. Scott. Hey, Adrian, Jarek, Matt, and Ronnie, Vikings running backs. 10-team, 2-quarterback league. We have a clear leader at the top after our 14-game regular season. He finished 10-4. Second place finished 8-6. We have 6 teams tied at 7-7. It's going to come down to head-to-head results between all 6 teams. For the lucky 2 that will make the playoffs, have you ever had a league this close?
I don't think I've ever seen a 6-way tie for third, no.
That's amazing.
No.
All right, this is from John riding a turtle in the Pacific Ocean. Dear Drew, Jameis, and Derek. Those are
quarterbacks.
QBs. Yeah. Start Brady or Carr this week?
Carr.
Yeah, I've got Carr as a top 5 guy.
Love Carr.
It's going to be a lot warmer this week.
What's the temperature in San Diego, Pete?
And Henry in the first capital that the Clintons called home.
Little Rock?
Yeah, probably. Dear, some combination of Nathan, Nando, Nana, and Zoe. That's cute.
Oh, Nana.
Yeah. I'm worried about Julian Edelman at Denver.
Yeah, I'll do the plug in a second.
About Julian Edelman at Denver. How would you rank these guys in standard scoring? Edelman, Tyrell Williams, Taylor Gabriel, AJ Green, Ty Montgomery, Mike Gillisley, Terrell Pryor.
Well, I think AJ Green would be at the top if he played.
For sure.
I don't know if you can make a case against him. I have Edelman ranked unnecessarily high at this point, and I don't think I like it one bit.
He'll be 7-70.
Yeah.
I think I like Tyrell better than Edelman too in standard.
I do too.
Yep.
How about
Pryor? I'm going back to the well with Pryor. I know last week was a nightmare, but
he's garbage.
Well, he's going to Pac-Man.
But he's garbage.
What about Gabriel if Julio sits?
I'd still play Edelman.
I would too.
Yeah, I don't have a lot of faith in Park with RG3.
No, I said Gabriel.
Oh, I like Gabriel a lot this week.
Yeah.
As of now.
Yeah, Julio's out.
That'll be a discussion to have. All right, then. We're done for today. Thank you very much. Tomorrow we'll have fun on the Wednesday show. We'll preview the Thursday night game. And I will sing something. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Bye.